Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's all good. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm not even going to get 20 minutes here. I'll keep this short, sweet, right to the point. The Yankees win. You remember that? I mean, the Yes Network is now playing the Yankee encore, I think, for the third or fourth time. I'm in here watching it for the second time. Just been hanging out, you know. Had to drive in before they closed the tunnel, so... Just been waiting until Westwood One's coverage ended, but what a day! What a day. Let's go back. Just try to close your eyes if you're at home or if you're driving. Just try to visualize where you were this morning when you woke up and you realized there was no more sleeps, right? We talk about the night before and how you get up and you put your hat on and your jersey on and your hoodie on, your jacket on, and you're excited. You're a baseball fan. And if you're not a baseball fan, that's okay. But don't try to ruin it for the other baseball fans, specifically Yankee fans. Let us enjoy opening day. We wait around for 5 months for this day. And what we got was worth the wait. What we got today is exactly why you wait through the winter, through the offseason, through all the speculation, through spring training, and you wait and you just anticipate that first game. Going through the ups and downs of that first game, it's all worth it. And I mean, today was the thrill of victory after the agony of what you thought was an early defeat, right? We had flashbacks early in that game of past postseasons and Octobers and Minute Maid Park being a house of horrors in Houston, and here we go again, and Yankees Twitter going crazy, and fire Cashman, and this team sucks, and see, this is what happens when you don't have Gerrit Cole, and you're looking around, and you're like, wow, yeah, all the excitement got sucked out of the room, all the energy, all the joy, all the happiness got erased right away. Even watching the umpire in the strike zone, it's like, oh, here we go again. I forgot the feeling of watching an umpire ruin the game. But you know what? It's a long game. There's 27 outs in that game, and that was an instant classic. After the game, Aaron Judge said, yeah, that was a Yankee classic right there. Juan Soto's debut. So yeah, why am I so excited over one game? One game? Because Juan Soto is a Yankee. He opened up the scoring. He also saved the game with a throw from right field, but it wasn't all about Juan Soto. You know what it was about? It was about Juan Soto and Alex Verdugo and just a different energy that these guys have. You could see the confidence. You could see the swagger. You could see they were never out of it. Fans in New York and all across the world might have been reverting back to last year. They weren't reverting back to last year. It's a new year. Happy New Year. It's a new season. And you can see them picking each other up. You can see them in the dugout talking to each other. They were focused. They were locked in. They know it's a long game. Wear them down. Work a walk. If you can't get a hit, work a walk. Get on base. And obviously, they were loading them up and grounding into double plays. And, you know, that's their MO from years past. But, man, something changed today. It was different today. Something changed today. They broke through. And you could feel it. Like, when Rizzo got hit, it was like, oh, no. I'm thinking Rizzo's going to be hurt. But Rizzo always gets hit. And all of a sudden, we got a game, folks. Wear him down. Framber Valdez doesn't go deeper in the game than Nestor Cortez. And, you know, Gleyber Torres doesn't get a hit, but he gets on. Trevino doesn't get a hit, but he gets on. They only needed 8 hits. Sack fly. A double here. A single there. Just nibble away. Oh, Oswaldo Cabrera, he shouldn't be in the lineup. John Birdie gets signed. Boone, put Birdie in the lineup. I don't care if he got there at 2 a.m. No, stick with the guy that's been with the team and his teammates the last couple years, back-to-back years, getting the start opening day. I was so happy to see Oswaldo hit the only bomb for the Bronx Bombers. It was a day that you got to celebrate. It was a day that you got to play Frank and sing New York, New York. New Yorkers are in Houston singing Frank Sinatra around Astros fans, right? Think about how demoralizing it would have been if that game ended 4-0, 4-0. And where we'd be going into this game today with Carlos Rodon on the mound. And Carlos Rodon feeling like, I got to save us from going 0-2. No, now these guys can sleep tonight. The fan base can sleep tonight. And you feel better about things going into game 2. You're looking at these guys like, hey, take the series. You're looking at these guys like, you know, you have the upper hand. So, you know, why do we care so much about one game? Why do we care so much about baseball? Because this is what we do. We're back on. We're back on the roller coaster. The ups and downs, the ebbs and flows that you felt today, man, there's nothing like it. There's literally nothing like it. You don't feel like that for the first football game. You damn sure don't feel like that for the first basketball game or the first hockey game. And watching the Yankees in their new road grays, without the white trim, watching the Yankees with Juan Soto. I mean, Alex Verdugo gets credit too. Him playing left field, that ball that he broke on, I'm like, there are 10 other random left fielders that you've seen the Yankees put out there that don't make that play in the last year. That guy tracked that ball, made the play. Juan Soto, they want to talk down his defense. Juan Soto, they want to say, oh, he's just a bad, his defense not that good. He's working on his defense. That was a hell of a throw. And a tag by Trevino. Some people want to say, oh, Trevino, sit him down, put Austin Wells in. No, the Yankees did what they were supposed to do today, man. That was a fun one. Anthony Volpe grew up in an offseason. Looks more mature at the plate. I saw a stat that between Volpe and Juan Soto, they saw 50 different pitches. My guy Joe Randazzo put that out there. The Yankees saw 171 in total. And for that to be the approach, the first game, That's going to bode well for them. They're going to have an offense. They scored 5 runs. If you remember listening to my show last year, I was saying 3 is the magic number. These guys can't score 3. If they score more than 3, they win. It's a different team. It's not the same guys that they had in there last year. And it was a team win today. The bullpen held it down. Right, Nestor Cortez, who took the ball because you don't have Gerrit Cole, and shout out to Gerrit Cole being with the team, being a coach in the dugout, and also coming out there today to say, hey, he's targeting June 1st for his return. And Yankee fans, if you look at the schedule in June, we're certainly going to need him. Help is on the way. But Nestor Cortez, it was a rough start. But you know what? What did I say about Nestor? I know he's not an ace. I know he doesn't have the best stuff. But he's a competitor. He's an athlete. He's a dog. He's going to fight. He's not going to just tuck his tail. And he stayed in there and did what he had to do. I said he outlasted Framber Valdez. And then you hand it over to the bullpen, Jonathan Loaisiga. Johnny Lowe, let's go. Well done. Clean. Stay healthy. Ian Hamilton, the ham dog. I like it. Clay Holmes, you give me tightness in my chest like those commercials where they sell medications, but you got out of it. You're like, you survived. That's a win. Yankees win. The Yankees win. It was a good opening day. That is one of the best opening day wins I've ever seen, you've ever seen. And, I mean, 10 years ago, they opened up the season down in Houston. And I mean, much has changed. And we'll see what happens. It's been 15 years since the last World Series. But, like, no matter what happens this season, you're going to remember that one. No matter what happens this season, you're going to remember how the 2024 season started down there in Houston against the arch rivals, the arch nemesis, who would seem like, oh, they're still that much better than us, right? Joe Girardi on the call talking about, yeah, this is the fifth best offense in baseball last year. So what? Last year is over. That's why when I put my little video out, I said, let's go. We're 1-0, not 82-80. Don't call me and say 82-80. We're 1-0 now. We're 1-0 now. Baseball is back. You take a look around Major League Baseball. You take a look around the country. A lot of runs being scored. A lot of fans showing out. Cincinnati, Baltimore, even the late games tonight. Like I said, let people enjoy things, man. I see a lot of people talking about, oh, it's one win. You guys are acting like you won the World Series. No. We're acting like last year was rough and we couldn't wait to get a clean slate. And we got that clean slate and it sucked right away, right? It seemed like the Yankees had to shake off some of that 2023 Yankees team. They had to shake off some of that ground into double play like they always do. And then they kept chipping away and chipping away and the cream rose to the top. And it's not just Aaron Judge by himself, right? That outfield looks different. And even Anthony Volpe growing up a bit. Who did I not mention out here? I mentioned Oswaldo. I mentioned Rizzo wearing a pitch. Gleyber Torres. Gleyber scared me with that at the end. I'm like, oh, no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Gleyber couldn't make the play. He's on his back trying to make the throw. But it's all right, Gleyber. It's all right. We got out of it. And a win is a win is a win is a win. I know it's not the World Series, but Yankee fans enjoyed that one. And the feeling going into the season is way different now than it would have been if they lost that game 4-0. Or even if they fought back and didn't finish the job and didn't see it through and didn't get the win. That's a season-changing win. That is a momentum-building win to start the season. Like I said, fans went to sleep tonight. And you know Carlos Rodon is on the mound against Christian Javier today. The game's on Apple TV Plus. No pressure, Rodon. Not that many people are going to see it. A lot of people will see it. But maybe Rodon goes out there and actually pitches well. And maybe the offense clicks a little more because confidence is there. Pride is there. There's an energy there with these guys where they're, you know, Boone said they're hell-bent on winning, on being a champion. Obviously, we know they're trying to win a championship. Nobody has actually said that they're all in. But yeah, these guys look like they have something to prove. And they have a higher caliber of player now in that outfield and spots in that lineup. I didn't mind the lineup having Giancarlo Stanton batting right behind Aaron Judge. I understood it, obviously, with the lefty. Oh, let's see. We got calls coming in. I'm like, I might have to just rant this whole way till 155. I'll take a call before I go. I don't mind. Rob down in Tampa on the fan. Go for it, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Just wanted to touch base on the game today. So I didn't see much of it. I was working for most of the day. I was kind of tuning in on my phone through the MLB TV app. But I just wanted to touch on Clay Holmes. Maybe you've had a lot of callers calling in about him, but...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's, to me, I don't want to overreact, but at what point do we say this guy cannot handle the big moment and the big situation?
Miami last year, that Miami Marlins series last year for me, I was done with Clay Holmes. You're my first and only call. We had March Madness on. And, yeah, no, Clay scares me, man. He's just, I know that they want to say he's our closer. He scares me. And it's gonna be tightness in your chest every time he goes into a close game. They survived this one, but they're not going to survive everyone with him on the mound.
Well, my thing is, like, it's fool's gold because we'll get into July, August, June, and he'll be red hot and he'll be totally unhittable, right? And then we'll get into the meaningful games and we'll bring him in. He'll walk the bases loaded. He'll give up a hit. He folds. We have to bring someone else in.
Yeah, it's got to be a temporary thing. I think that he's the closer for now. And they could be potentially looking for another closer by the deadline. And if he has a couple shaky outings, it's not locked in that he's the guy. I mean.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to overreact, but maybe, no. You know, Josh Hader would have been a good
signing. This is the day to overreact. It's one game. It's the first game. And even though we're happy with a win, we're Yankee fans. We got to be critical, and we got to look at something. We got to have something to say, hey, this wasn't good enough, or I don't like the look of this. And you don't like the way Clay Holmes isn't just going in, throwing strikes, getting three outs, getting guys out. Like, you had to sweat that one out a little bit more than you wanted to.
Yeah, we're a little spoiled. We had 18 years of Mariano Rivera. I get it, but it's just, you know.
Better than Aroldis Chapman. That's it. That's all I got. So Big Mac's going to come in here, and he's going to rock till 5. And I just did a quick little Tommy Lugauer for you guys, a little bridge show. I'm not on until, like, next Tuesday next week. So Big Mac, come in and hold it down. Everybody call Big Mac. Yankee fans, enjoy it. But honestly, don't enjoy it too much. It's already Friday. Game 2 is coming up. And you Mets fans, get ready to go. I saw a lot of the Mets fans gloating and celebrating and getting too happy in those first 3-4 innings. Your turn's coming up. And Chris McMonagle's turn's coming up. I'm out of here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. That was the shortest show I ever did. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.